What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And my guess is our team would have traded some away if they could have. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. We go to the fan hotline. He pitched for the Indians. He's a left-hander. He's a good guy. He's out playing some golf right now. He's going to tell us about that in a second. He's Mr. Jason Stanford. Hello, Jason.
Stanny.
Good morning, Bass. Good morning, Phelps. How's it going, guys?
Well, how are you?
We're good. We're out at Little Mountain enjoying the sun.
Yeah, before we get into baseball, what are you doing?
So our first annual Frontline to Field golf outing, supporting military veterans, first responders, and youth athletes. Our first outing ever right here at Little Mountain Country Club this afternoon. We have 17 groups, and all the proceeds are going back. You know, they're going back to help the people that protect us every day.
That's awesome. Well done. And can you play golf? Are you good?
Today, unfortunately, I am not playing golf. I do have my clubs. I brought my son, too, but because my girlfriend Vanessa and I are running the program, I do not get to play. I'll go out and hit a couple holes, just kind of show them what it's about. And I still can power it off the deck. So it's
that's awesome.
Good.
That's what you ought to do is just stand on a par five and just get and then offer, leave the ball out there and then offer your tee shot to the group. That's how it works. That you got to figure this out. I know it's your first one, but when you're doing these charity outings and you can't play, that's as close as you're going to get.
Jason, I'm Andy Baskin. I know about golf outings.
I'm just telling you. And by the way, Jason, he doesn't feel like he's close enough to you to call you Stanny. Will you give him permission to call you Stanny,
please? I call him Jace.
Felty, you could call me Stanny all day, dude. We've known each other forever.
I'm in.
I told him that, and he was just like, I don't know. I need permission before I can call somebody
Stanny.
Well,
I have it now.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, full time, full go.
All right, so what's it sit like in the clubhouse yesterday or when the Guardians show up today? Because they're in the race. They bounce back from the losing streak in a big way. Been playing good baseball. No additions to the team that will help this team this year get to the playoffs. And all respect to Shane Bieber as he's coming back. He hasn't pitched for him this year. Seawald hadn't pitched much. No major subtractions. What kind of a message is that in the clubhouse?
I think the biggest message is what they did last year. You know, they were one game away from going, you know, deep in the playoffs, and they didn't add anybody this offseason. And so the biggest thing when you look at it, they didn't add anybody at the trade deadline. It says, hey, these are the guys that we have in the clubhouse. We've been playing much better baseball after the All-Star break. Let's go see what we can do the rest of the season. And, you know, sometimes as a player, you're like, okay, are we going to add somebody? Are we going to try to, you know, get to where like the Blue Jays adding players? Are we going to try to get to where the San Diego Padres adding, you know, big time depth to the bullpen? But no, sometimes it's not a good thing. And I think we've seen that in the past too, where some teams will add some guys and it doesn't fit well in the clubhouse. And then all of a sudden you go from doing really, really well all season to now you're making the playoffs.
Stanny, what's it like to be in that clubhouse when trade deadline day comes around and sometimes, you know, whether it's you or it's the guy who's got the locker next to you, you're hearing their names and rumors. What's that like?
So 07, you know, really rings a bell for me. I'm sitting in the clubhouse. I'm hanging out, trade deadline's happening. Next thing you know, Kenny Lofton's in the locker next to me. I'm like, oh my goodness, man. And you know, everybody knows what we did that season. Like, it was an awesome season to be a part of. And those are the pieces that you love, right? You see a guy that was with the club, left, and then came back. It is a fun time. I will tell you that. It's exciting. I was never, you know, part of the opportunity to either be traded or even be in trade talks. But at the same time, when you're sitting there and you're reading over in the newspaper or you're listening to the radio and you're like, oh, my God, like, this is a possibility of getting these guys or we might be losing these guys. Yeah, it sits, you know, for some uneasy, you know, for family and things like that. But for the most part, it is a fun time. I love this time of year, especially in the last, like, 2 hours of the trade deadline when it's just a flurry of trades coming in at the last minute.
So many of them involving relief pitchers yesterday, Jason. And I think there were 40 pitchers, relief pitchers, traded before the trade deadline. What does that say about where Major League Baseball is today and the value of arms that might not pitch a ton of innings for you, but pitch those critical innings for you?
When you get to the playoffs, the starters, unless you have a true stud number one, your starters are probably going to go 3 or 4 innings. They might get you that 5th inning, but at that point, you're going to the bullpen. And if your bullpen is taxed because they've been used so much, you know, throughout the regular season, then it's a struggle. But if you go and you get those horses on the back end, I think we've seen it across the board. You get a guy that can shut down the 6th, the 7th, and 8th, and you go to your closer, it makes a huge difference in playoff baseball. And that's what it's about, inning to inning when it gets to playoff baseball.
All right, give me the big picture on this team right now. What you think and where? How far can they take it? And you know, just give me the big picture on this team.
So if I was Antonetti, this is for me. I would have gone out and tried to pick up one or two more bats. Like, you know what you have in Kwan. You know what you have. Kyle's starting to swing it a little bit better. You know what you have in Jose, of course. But if you go and you get another bat. You know, I think that takes the pressure off the guys that have been here the whole time. But right now, I mean, with them standing pat, you just got to trust your guys. And just, I think the biggest thing for each individual in that lineup is say, don't put more pressure than you already have on you. Just go out and do your job. Station-to-station baseball is the way that they're winning games right now. They're not hitting, you know, a couple guys are hitting long balls. But for the most part, it's get on base, execute, score some runs, and watch that starting pitching try to do their job the best they can.
Stephen Kwan, a productive offensive player, no question about it, Jason. Does that play extremely well in the locker room that he's back, or how would it have played had they moved him, even if they got a haul in return?
For me, he's another corner piece, you know, and when you first look at Stephen Kwan, he's not an Aaron Judge. He's not a Jose Ramirez, but what he is an absolute superstar of a stud at the top of your lineup. You can't change that, you know, and you get rid of him in the clubhouse, it changes the whole dynamics in that clubhouse. As much as Jose Ramirez is the dude, Stephen Kwan is also maybe that 1B guy. When you look at guys that you trust and you lean on, I mean, he's done a remarkable job since he's been called up, and he's just so consistent. I think that's what we forget is that you want big leaguers to be consistent, and he is. I mean, he's an awesome all-star. My son loves him, you know. I'm like, dude, I was a big leaguer too. He's like, yeah, but you're old time, man. Stephen Kwan's the dude.
I was a big leaguer too. Jason Stanford joining us, former Indians pitcher. You went through this organization as a pitcher. This organization has a phenomenal reputation for dealing with arms. Why? What is it that this organization does, Jason, that might be different from others that seems to lend itself to developing?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Pitchers.
Well, I think it speaks volumes when you have a gentleman that's been there for so long, he leaves and you bring him back. In Carl Willis. What the train does with individuals, number one, yes, he works mechanically and he talks to you. But number two, he gets to know who you really are. And he values you as a person. And for me, that speaks volumes. When you go out there and you have a trust factor on the mound, you know, I had Carl my whole career of professional baseball. My first year, I had him in double A. My second year, I had him in double A and triple A. Like, it's just all those. And then when you get to the big leagues, you know, you have a guy that's so familiar with you that it makes it at ease. And I think for me, you know, just as an individual that wasn't the high commodity guy, to just go out there and just do your thing. And he's like, hey, Stanley, don't worry about it. Just pitch. Do your thing. And I think that's where guys are so good. They learn who they are. They get better, you know, as they mature. And that's been the fun part of watching, you know, all these pitchers come up, especially the guys that come over in trades, you know, or you sign in free agency. They get better, man. I mean, Boyd is a perfect prime example of somebody that you wish you didn't lose, but then you're extremely excited and happy for what he's doing right now. And a lot of that is a testament to Carl Willis, the train.
Yeah, what is he like? Why has he been so successful? I know he's a great guy. But I, you know, I've never had him try to teach, you know, a cut slider or whatever, or a slider or whatever, cut fastball. I mean, well, what is it that Carl does that he is able to reach out to these guys and just have so much positivity and change the way guys throw?
So a lot of it is old school mentality. You know, he's been around the game for a long, long time, and then he's blended in the technology of what we need these days with video and Rapsodo and, you know, spin rate and all this stuff. And I think it's great. You know, he hasn't overanalyzed the analytics side of it. He still remembers, hey, you still have to pitch stuff to get guys out. He's utilizing the technology to his advantage. And I think that's what makes him so special, you know, to be with this group and in that locker room with those guys, that allows these guys to have success continuously.
Jason Stanford joining us. Bigger gamble on Shane Bieber. Blue Jays or Guardians?
I think the Blue Jays right now. I think the Guards did it right. I mean, I like Shane Bieber. I think he's a great pitcher, right? He was a Cy Young winner. But I think at the same time, when you're trying to build off of, you know, what you currently have, I mean, I think they got some good value in return too. I mean, we'll find out in the coming years. But I think, you know, when we just talked about pitching, when it comes to the pitching aspect, these guys do a really, really good job of finding the right pieces. And I think they did a good job yesterday.
I want to believe in this team, and I want to believe that they're going to be able to try to get back into a playoff spot. When you're a player in this situation, Stanny, tell me, are you looking at the standings? And like you said, you know, on trade deadline day, you might have been listening to the radio, you might have been reading newspapers, you might have been. I mean, how much do they have to keep the noise out to stay focused to make sure that they can battle right down to the last game of the season?
Well, I think right now for them, it's no longer trying to win the AL Central. I think the Tigers, unless they falter big time, they've got that. So now what you look at is you've got three playoff spots available, and you're right in the hunt. And it's taking it one game at a time. I know that's cliche, but if you can focus on what matters the most that day, you know, you're going to be in a good place. They've got a good clubhouse. You know, they've got a strong clubhouse. They've got a good leader. As young as he is, you know, and maybe as inexperienced as he is as a manager, he's still a former big leaguer. He's been around the game for a long time. He knows the ins and outs, and he's been able to push the right button so far since he's been there, so that's good.
Jason, one more time. You're at Little Mountain. You're running your own golf event today to raise money for first responders. How can folks get involved?
So We started Frontline to Field last October. In less than a year, we've already expanded into three states. We're in Arizona and Colorado.
Wow.
We're becoming national. The biggest thing for us is helping people immediately. So veterans, active military, first responders, youth athletes, mental health side. Our website is frontlinetofield.org. And today, first annual golf outing. And we're excited. The weather can't be any perfect, better. And we have a lot of help and support already. And as we're putting it all together, we're ecstatic. And the last thing, we have a big-time event coming up September 13th at Corner Alley from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And anybody that participates in it at Corner Alley will get two tickets to the Guards game that night.
Oh, wow.
So it's a huge help. We've also partnered up with Neopat, another larger organization locally. So we're ecstatic. We've got a big brother in our inner pocket now to help us grow this entity.
Congratulations on that good work by you and your
Thanks,
wife
guys.
Or your girlfriend.
Appreciate
nice job.
It. My girlfriend right now.
Well, I'm putting the heat on you.
Hey, I appreciate that, Phelpsy.
Thanks, Jace.
Thanks, right. Danny.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks
Jason
so
Stanford
much,
joining us on the Fan Hotline. And he had some really good thoughts about everything that happened at the trade deadline.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.